Well, the first reaction is, from my contact with fishermen down the years, fishermen did not want to be throwing fish overboard, and the public found it immoral, to say the least. And certainly it's something that Simon Coveney was very conscious of when he took over this brief. So the first thing is that there has been agreement at a council level under the leadership of the presidency to send this decision, which is effectively banning discards, to be phased in over a period up to 2019, to ban discards. But it's how it's done now is a big question, and it's very, very important that the industry is involved. It's very important that the opinion of our own fishermen in the Northwest is put to the Minister, because this goes back now to the European Commission and to the European Parliament, and it's certainly, it will be of value, because there's a mixed fishery in our area up in Northwest, and it's just not a simple, it's not going to be a simple solution. It's going to be quite complex, and even if you look over the past number of months, where a lot of fishermen were discarding herring, and there were plentiful stocks of herring in our waters, and we had small fishermen who had access to very unrealistic quota restrictions, and you know, this is a long way to go.
The initial reading, though, would suggest that fishermen will not be able to land any extra fish. The what's above the quota will be landed and passed on without any extra profit. So fishermen are being asked to do a lot here for very little, it would seem.
Well, I think that's why it's important to have the fishermen in, at the negotiating table now, and I'm sure the industry leaders will be looking at this very carefully and be looking at how best you could have a manageable solution. Because on the one hand, while everybody welcomes the fact that we don't be throwing dead fish overboard before Christmas, I even got photographs of haddock being thrown overboard, perfectly good haddock. So there is a moral issue there. But secondly, there is the workable issue. And what I would be saying to the fishermen and to their industry leaders is get really involved in the debate now, especially in a mixed fishery like ours, whereby it's not as simple as other fisheries. And furthermore, during this debate, we need to have a very careful consideration as to how best we can increase the quotas for the smaller fishermen, have more manageable quotas, because as I cited earlier in relation to herring, where herring stocks are quite in abundance at the moment, there's very unmanageable quota restrictions for the smaller fishermen. And this is the one that we need to keep a focus on. And as I said, while it is a good day with regard to banning in or phasing in a ban on discards, we also have to be very, very realistic that this is not going to be a panacea. It's not going to be an overall solution for the problem of managing our fish stocks.
Of course, too, it's more legislation for fishermen. It has been indicated that the EU will have to put their hands in their pockets, so to speak, to assist in the upgrading of nets and what have you to help limit overcatching. You would want to see that, wouldn't you? No extra cost to the fishermen to comply.
Yeah, that will have to be the case, because every fisherman are under considerable burden at the moment, be it fuel costs or even the extra regulations that they have to incur costs on. So any new equipment that is deemed necessary for the protection of juvenile stocks, fishermen have to be recompensed for that. That's a given. But at the same time, we should use this as an opportunity as to how best we manage our stocks. And we're not managing our stocks, and the Commission and the European Parliament have to take this decision on board with respect to the ban. But this is an opportunity to have a very, very real debate as to how best we can manage our stocks, because what's happened over a period of time is so much frustration within the industry has left the industry very much demoralised. A lot of senior fishermen are looking at the situation now. Do they even pass on the skill sets to their sons because they're wondering, will there be a sustainable future? So if we're on about sustainable fisheries, we should also be on about the sustainable nature of the industry. That's important, especially for us as a marine nation, where there has been poor deals in the past, and we have to have a hope that we can move forward in a positive fashion for the next generation of fishermen.